And if you want to make a different kind of environmental statement, the first thing you would do is go to Paris. That city is taking a new step in its fight to reduce the number of cars in the city. Paris is going to make 20,000 bikes available for rent for just a few euros per day. Anita Elash reports.
Cyclists are still a minority in Paris, but the city hopes to change that. Starting this summer, it's going to put 20,000 bikes all over town. The free bicycle program will enable people to take a bike from any point in the city and leave it in a convenient spot. Jean-Luc Duménil is advising City Hall on the service.
Malheureusement, dans les années 70-80,
he says that in the 60s and 70s, the city was developed to favor cars and drivers. Now City Hall wants to develop an alternative and thought this system would encourage people to try using bikes and then think about buying one for themselves. The city authorities are putting 1,000 automated bike stands all over Paris, on average just 200 yards apart. The bicycles are top of the line, brand new Dutch models with 6 speeds and a huge basket in front. To borrow one, you leave a deposit with your bank card. When you're finished, you can park the bike at another stand anywhere in town. The first 30 minutes are free, then it's about $1.25 for each half hour. Cécile Chartier is president of the cycling lobby group Vélo 15-7.
I think we can be very enthusiastic about this plan because we know that a huge number of bicycles increases the safety of bicycles. At the same time, we are hoping that this project is not going to be an alibi from the authorities not to do anything else.
Chartier wants dedicated bicycle lanes. Although the city has increased the number of bicycle paths, many of them are on the sidewalk. So on streets like the Boulevard de Magenta, in the crowded 10th arrondissement, that means lots of conflicts. Jean Cremion is retired and walks on the sidewalk here every day.
C'est dangereux pour les piétons et pour les vélos.
It's dangerous for pedestrians and cyclists. There have already been people knocked down.
Attention, j'arrive, etc., etc.
Cyclists have to keep yelling, look out, I'm coming, etc. The path is marked, but most people don't pay attention. There's a man walking on the path now.
The bike program in Paris is modeled after a similar program that has been very successful in the French city of Lyon. Every bike there is rented 10 to 15 times a day. But there's criticism that the Paris plan won't appeal to many potential cyclists. Critics say the city should offer different sizes of bike and cycles with baby seats and helmets for the kids. And then there's the question of how to convince the chic and debonair residents of Paris that two wheels are better than four. Serine Cataillé is a lawyer and a cycling advocate. She says what works in the provinces might not work in the capital.
It's true that Parisians are the spoiled children of France. I work in a law office, and my colleagues are surprised to hear I ride a bike. They say, ooh la la, it's really dangerous and must be tiring. It's still not part of our custom. In the end, it's a question of image.
The city says it's got that one covered. It's planning an advertising campaign to convince Parisians that cyclists are sexy and stylish. For NPR News, I'm Anita Elash in Paris.